I think she's waking up.
Hey, Felicity. Are you awake?
Oh, thank God she's alive.
How do you feel?
I'm fine. What's going on?
You were sick last night.
No. You're okay.
Of course he's okay. You're the one who had 104 fever.
Yeah, you were sweating and talking in your sleep. It was like The Exorcist, but scarier. We were all so worried about you.
Yeah, Noel almost postponed the wedding.
That's right, you're getting married. To Zoe, right?
I think she's still a little loopy around the edges.
Yeah. No, no. Oh my God, I just had the weirdest dream. I thought you died in that fire, the one in the administration building. And you guys weren't even married, you weren't even speaking. And Javier, you were like this crazy diva starring in Man of La Mancha.
Are you okay?
Hey.
Hi.
I couldn't get him to leave. Do you want me to?
No. It's okay. You were actually in my dream, too. You rescued me from a psych ward.
Oh, Benjamin, always so heroic.
Can I talk to you? Can you guys give us a minute?
It's okay. Noel. You and Zoe are gonna have a great life together.
Thank you.
Isn't it weird that she dreamt that Noel was dead?
Yeah, go figure.
Can I stay? I won't say a word, I promise. Okay, I get the message. Say goodbye to Javier.
You had a rough night, huh?
I guess so.
I know you don't want to hear what I have to say. But I am so sorry for what I did. It was stupid and immature. And it was unforgivable, and I know that. And I know it's an impossible thing to ask. But you have to find a way to forgive me. You have to, because I don't want to live my life without you.
Oh my God, that's exactly what you said in my dream.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, but I know what I was thinking. Which is that I don't want to live my life without you either.
I'm sorry.
I know you are.
I'm really sorry.
I know.
Does this mean that...
Yes.